All right, observations and things we observed over the weekend that maybe that we have questions about, or just something that we saw that was interesting or fun or whatever it might be. It's just observations. So it's round robin. Heidi, then Johnny, then Jordan, then myself, then Emo. All right, here we go.
A couple football things. I'll start with, did anyone notice that Travis Kelce now looks like Angus Young?
Oh, I saw him walking into the stadium wearing shorts, so a short suit.
Yeah. I thought, that's it. It's interesting. And when Angus Young does it, somehow you're like, naughty schoolboy. And then when Travis Kelce does it, it's like, I don't know. I think you have to be petite. I think you have to be kind of a slight man to.
And then at least Angus had the courtesy to wear socks. I mean, no socks in the loafers. I think that's what really put me over the top.
I think it could be fun. All right, so did we all watch the Canelo Crawford fight on Netflix? What did you think?
Oh my God, it was great.
It was a great fight.
But definitely congratulations, Terrence Crawford.
He won it. That one thing that I noticed about it was that front row of people who were sitting there. So you had Mr. Beast, Jason Statham, Turki Ashik. And Mark Wahlberg kind of all in there. And I was like, what did these people have in common where that they can all kind of sit up in the front? Dana White was up there too.
Of course.
They're rich.
Well, they're rich, but it's like Mr. Beast is sitting next to Jason Statham. Do you think they're really friends and hang out in real life?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't understand what this selection of people in the front row and why they would be there. I don't know. Jason Statham.
Did they all go to dinner before and then go to the fight?
Yeah. Yeah. Are they all hanging out with each other?
I think they were all paid to be there.
Is that what it is?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, I saw them talking to Mark Wahlberg about the importance of the belt and stuff. I think they got just to talk to him. So they paid him to be there. It's a free event on Netflix for boxing. Yeah. And then, look, kids, Mr. Beast is here. You know, like getting everybody involved. This is basically just to get a bigger audience.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's
but, but yeah, it was a great fight with the decision. But yes, Terrence Crawford
never gave up, never backed down. He was up in his face the entire time.
He deserved it. Uh-huh. He deserved it.
Speaking of events, I went out to the Ben Carlson, Ben Would Go event that California Love Drop put on
down
in Newport. Yeah, where they've paddled from Catalina to Newport Harbor. Over 100 paddlers made the journey. They paddled for 5 hours from sunrise, and then they showed up.
You saw them arrive at the beach, where they're just dead.
No, man, these guys are studs and women. I mean, there was a handful of women and all the guys, but they showed up. They cracked beers right there on the sand, celebrating.
How long did it take them?
Took them about 5 hours. And they finished an hour ahead of schedule because they ended up having a tailwind that morning, so it pushed them along.
Well, that works.
But absolutely, just
I think it got me a little outboard on the back of my surf. And then just dropped it off when I was 100 yards out. Just dropped it off the back of him.
It was
my arms are so tired. I'm wasted.
There was an armada of support boats that were ushering them in as well. So like even on the horizon, you could see it. You're looking out there, and they're about at this point an hour out, and you just see the tips of the sails.
Jordan,
out there.
You feel inspired? Like, damn,
really cool, man. I mean, Ben Carlson. I mean, he was a friend of Wings, and he gave his life 11 years ago on the 4th of July, saving some people.
Lifeguard.
Yep, lifeguard. And this is the Ben Carlson Foundation is to raise money. They end up raising over $450,000 at this event for Lifeguards of America. And they're providing,
Did the mayor of Newport make it?
The mayor made it.
He made it.
Yeah.
I lost a bet. Speaking of being at the beach, I live at the beach.
Yep.
And my son came over yesterday to watch some football. And his girlfriend invited her over there to watch football. So we're watching football, but I'd gotten up early in the morning and I was just wearing shorts and I didn't have a shirt on. And I just stayed like that all day. And my wife's like, you were like that all day. I'm like, what? It's a big deal. She's like, we had company over. Mm-hmm. Why don't you ever put a shirt on? I said, because I live at the beach. I think because I live at the beach, I have a pass. Like anyone who lives close to the beach, and wearing a shirt is totally optional. Now, if I lived inland, and his girlfriend's coming over, I think I probably would have put her shirt on. But do you always put a shirt on when company's coming over?
Yeah, I got a question for you. What was the footwear situation? Bare feet? Shoes?
I had on bare feet.
Okay, then I feel like you're
and
okay.
Wait, what was your bottoms? What was your just shorts?
They were shorts, but they weren't like swim trunks. I still had a belt on. So I was just wearing shorts with a belt and no shoes and no shirt.
No, no, you can't.
No, see, that's where you messed up.
So had to be a swimsuit?
Correct. Yeah. Then you could have been like, oh, I just came in from out. You know, it's different. But when you got like
a dip early this morning and now I'm home.
Yeah.
But if you're wearing
a belt?
Yeah, shorts with a belt.
No, well, I had to someplace
put all my stuff. John Cena?
My pockets and my stuff, my wallet and stuff. Yeah. All right, so, okay.
Okay. Back to the NFL. Now, I think I know why.
Emo story.
Oh, emo. That's right.
Hey, how's it going? Well, I just got a text a couple of minutes ago from Sir Paul McCartney, right here, proof, that he's playing at the Santa Barbara Bowl, which is a 4,500-person venue, on September 26th.
Intimate. Are you going?
I mean, I would love to go, but
well, he texts you. Is he going to get us some tickets?
I know. No, he hasn't. He didn't for this whole tour. He's not doing radio giveaways, and I don't know if you've seen the prices for this tour. But
when do they go
on
sale?
I can't afford them. Register for pre-sale. It doesn't say.
It's September 26th. Get on the pre-sale. I mean, it's already the 15th. Yeah.
Well, Emo, did they teach you about compound interest and mutual funds when you were growing up in school?
Yeah.
She
can make a mean banana bread.
Watching NFL over the weekend, and we were watching football yesterday, and I understand why linemen, I understand why you will tape your ankle or you even tape your shoes lightly. I get it, so that it's more stability. But there were linemen, I can't remember what game we were watching, but their feet were wrapped so thick that it looked like Smurf boots. It looked like they actually had moon boots on.
They look like Clydesdales.
Yes, like club-footed. And I'm thinking, that looks like it looks like so big and so wrapped that their feet look soft. And I'm thinking, if you're trying to prevent injury, that seems like you would be doing the absolute opposite.
No, I'm basically taping it up so much so my ankles will not even bend. So, because I don't want to pop an Achilles, somebody pushes me back on it, and I flex it too much. So, basically, they're stiff ankling it the whole time, and it's like kind of like anchoring in.
Gigantic foot wraps. It looked ridiculous. I was just wondering. I mean, I'm assuming it was for prevent injury, but you solved it.
And you would be right.
And I appreciate you. But it just seems like it's doing the opposite.
All right, so the Emmys were last night as well. Yeah. And I don't know if you had seen, but Stephen Colbert, he won for Outstanding Talk Series. Now, here's my issue with this, because there's only three nominees in that. It was The Daily Show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Right.
And leading up to the Emmys, Jimmy Kimmel had a promotion going on saying, I'm voting for Stephen because Stephen Colbert's show was canceled by CBS. So Stephen won. But I'm thinking, isn't this a participation trophy that basically we're handing Stephen Colbert right here? Because Jimmy Kimmel's like, I'm voting for him. You should too. But this is a.
But did I mean, Stephen Colbert?
No, it's kind of a dick move. Jimmy Kimmel put a billboard. Go, I'm voting for him. It's like it's a charity vote.
Yeah,
let's all vote.
Let's all vote for him.
I know you're going to realize you're probably going to vote for me. But let's just vote for Steven.
And give it to him because it's his last year doing
He's
going to
be
this.
Around next year. I can always win it.
Uh-huh. Which feels like it's a participate, which is, I think, what I we were it. Trying to get away
Dick
from.
No, I mean, the real part. Why was there only three in that category? It's
that's
weird that
thing.
Some categories had like six or seven.
Right.
Well, we do a talk show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of the power of talk shows, I want to thank you guys for helping me promote my show that happened on Saturday. So that started. There was a lot of fans that came out, and I just want to say thank you to the Heidi and Frank family for coming out and supporting the show. Mechanum at the EP release for Paradigm Switch at the Sardine was an amazing event. Thank you very much for
everybody
was there.
It was.
Could you describe it at all? Packed like what?
It was packed. I can't really. It was packed like something that was slightly packed in there. Okay.
We did have some people over on Friday night. And it was great, you know, had dinner and everything. My wife was like, I don't feel good. I was like, well, why'd you decide to invite people over? But it ended up being fine. Okay, so at the end of the night, everyone's like good and buzzed, and I'm good and buzzed. And they're kind of like standing up to leave. And my wife's sitting on the couch, and she already has like her a giant muumuu on.
Oh, yeah, house dress.
Like you said, you start getting ready for bed, start brushing your teeth, get people to leave.
I'll walk around a party brushing my teeth.
So she puts on this house dress, and she's sitting on the couch, and she has one leg bent and one leg up, but then she also has the dog Butters on her lap, and Butters is like golden, you know, golden brown, little Yorkie pug mix, so it's like a medium size, and it has, you know, these dark ears. So it's laying there on her lap. And so it looks like, out of the corner of my eye, that the dog is her right leg, and its ear, triangular shape, looks like her beaver's hanging out of her moo-moo. And I'm like, I do a double take. Everyone's like standing up at the party. I'm like, oh my God, she's got her legs spread. Her vagina's totally hanging
out.
Frank,
like, you're offering that up. She's never, no one's going to leave that.
I'm like, honey. Oh. Because I look, honey. Oh, I go. And then I told the whole party what I just saw. I'm like, oh my God, doesn't it look like that could be your giner? Like
that's you
everybody's looking.
And everybody's looking going, I don't see it. It's like describing a cloud to somebody. I'm like, no, how the dog is like her leg. See the color of her leg and the other legs down here. It's like, and that the ear would totally be her mon or her beaver.
Yeah. And everybody's squinting at her crotch now and it's like, wait, if I squint a little bit.
Oh, the ear. I see it now.
Oh, yes, I see it now.
Totally.
Cross your eyes a little bit and you can see it.
In total comedic timing with, you know, our duo, she starts scratching that dog's ear. And everybody lost it. Everybody, she opened up that flap and started scratching in his ear. I was like, oh, my God.
That's why this works. Yeah. That works. That's why
but
that
we
works.
Gave our vote to Steven.
Emo's going.
Yeah, anxious.
All right, so I take desserts very, very seriously. I have a major sweet tooth, and anyone that's ever gotten any sort of dessert with me knows how Reese's and Oreos go together so well in everything. I have to put that in every dessert, ice cream toppings, whatever, milkshakes, I'll tell them.
Oreos and Reese's cups.
Both luck.
Yeah, I know. So you can imagine how excited I was about this Reese's Oreo collab. So I went around to many stores. They were sold out at so many of them, but I finally got the Oreos, the Reese's Oreos, the Oreo Reese's, the miniature ones, and man, they are good.
Did you eat all of them this weekend?
Like, I know. Well, they're still actually funny because I celebrated my birthday with my family over the weekend, and I didn't even tell my mom about how excited I was about that and that how I went and got some, and one of my presents wrapped up was those miniature Oreo.
Oh, and you pretend.
Oreo Reese's.
Well, now we know what to get. So, limited time?
But there is some left, huh?
Are they only a limited time thing?
I hope not.
But all right, we'll find out.
Now we know what to
find. If you find any, buy some and send them in for email, okay?
You mentioned the dog, Frank, and I want to mention that if you are looking to add a new member to your family, I can't. Unfortunately, I would take this little guy. His name is Teddy. He is a Yorkie poo, so much like my very, very pup. He is 4.5 months old. We rescued him, not we, but the organization I work for, Yorkie Rescue of America, and my friend Celia, who's fostering him. 4.5 months old. He's had all of his shots. Everything's good to go. He's a good boy. He's looking for a home. So if you do want to add a little member of to your family, reach out to my friend Nancy, nancy@yorkierescueofamerica.org, and email her and say, hi, I heard Heidi talking about Teddy on the radio, and we'd love to add him to our family. He is a really good little boy, and he's not going to get very big.
Why is it wearing like doll underwear as a shirt?
Frank, it's the underoos, Wonder Woman
like underwear. Like white briefs with red trim?
He's very tiny.
It is adorable, though.
That's Teddy.
I made nachos yesterday for football because I was like, hey, you got to make nachos. I had a bowl of chips, a bowl of cheese, and a little bowl of jalapenos. And I sat down and I said, there you go, John. I told my son, I said, there you go, there's some nachos. He goes, no, Dad, I want the chips, and I want the cheese drizzled on top of it, and then I want the jalapenos on top of it.
He couldn't make
and
it
And I
himself.
Said, don't do that. That's not the way to eat nachos. Nachos, you have the chips separate, and then you dip each individual one, and then you put a jalapeno on top of the chip.
The way he wants it, by the time you get to the bottom, there's no cheese on the chips. It's like never all served on the top.
Like, it's never like that. Nachos are always done with just sloppy. Like when you go to the movies, they don't give it to you.
I don't do it. I don't do it that way. Okay, like, I told him that's the wrong way to do it. No, it's the wrong way to do it. So you don't put the cheese on it. It makes the chips soggy. And I said, don't do it that way. And he said, no, Dad, that's the way I want. I want it so I can just eat it. Like, I don't have to worry about the dipping.
And I'm a Cowboys fan. Did you see that game, Dad? Screw your nachos and Cowboys rule.
That game screwed me in my fantasy.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, because neighbors had that huge catch at the end, and then, they went to tie it up and everything, and then they went in overtime.
I had Dallas in my Survivor League. So I was like,
you're happy.
I thought I was out at week two, but they pulled it off. Dallas. What a game.
Wow.
Russell Wilson, like 494 yards.
My God.
I was like, I still hate him. Like we're still paying for him. You use him. All right. Let's get a look at traffic. Yeah. Come right back. Roddy and Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.